Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Kurt. Kurt writes from Washington, D.C. And Kurt writes, Gerald, my tenant missed a rent payment. He's been a good tenant, and he's always paid on time. He's only 5 days late, but I'm worried. What should I do? Well, that's a great question, Kurt. In general, should you cut some slack to a good tenant who's paid on time for a long time? The answer is yeah, you should at least consider it for sure. And I don't say that just for sentimental reasons or to maintain good karma, although you should try to do that anyway. And it's okay to, you know, recognize that we're all human beings. And think about my first real estate commandment, which is real estate is a lot more about people than it is about bricks and mortar. You can see my other real estate commandments on GeraldLucas.com. But I don't say that again that you should work it out for those reasons necessarily, but for practical reasons. Every time you turn over a unit that you own, a property that you own, it costs you money. You're going to have to pay to paint. You're going to have to pay perhaps to carpet and do repairs. You're going to have to pay for marketing. You may have to pay a realtor 1 month's rent to get the new tenant in there, and you also risk the chance of not getting as good a tenant as this tenant has already proven to be. If they've already proven to be a good tenant, then you've got more data, you've got more information on them. So it makes sense to try to work something out with them if you can. First thing you want to figure out though is, do they have the financial capacity to pay the rent? If the answer is no, then they probably can't stay unless they get assistance from a third party, like a charity. However, if they miss a payment or they're gonna miss a payment because of a temporary situation that they can bounce back from, then by all means, try to work something out. So for example, I had a tenant once who came to me before the first of the month, and she said, Gerald, you know, I'm not gonna be able to pay my rent on time. And I said, why? And she said, well, my father just died and I have to pay for the funeral. Well, first, I thanked her for coming to me first, as opposed to not paying and then waiting for me to chase her. But that's a legitimate reason why someone can't pay. So we worked out, I spoke to her, we worked out a payment plan, it was fine. Now, had I not done that, I would run the risk of not getting as good a tenant as she was. She was a great tenant. She had always paid on time and she had a temporary situation, so we worked out something. It's in your interest to work out something. Now, if you are managing expectations the way you should as a landlord, there shouldn't be many surprises. And in that case, my tenant came to me first before she missed a payment because I had done that. I had laid down kind of the terms of the tenancy and what would happen if she missed a payment. So she came to me first. And that's what you should be doing as a landlord as well. Being fair and firm, but fair and firm and setting and managing expectations with your tenants. But if you have a good tenant with a proven long track record of paying, it's in your interest to work something out with them as opposed to taking on the additional expenses and costs associated with turning over the property and getting another tenant. So thanks for your question, Kurt. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.